I swear to God, it seems to me that the Rays build their team just to perplex the Jays. I know that's not the case, but I just get the impression that the Rays, when they sit down, they say, what can we do to really piss off and really bother the Jays this year? How can we go about doing this? But anyhow, that's where we are.
Well, they bother every team, by the way, and their ultimate secret is their 25th guy is better than everyone else's. Yeah. Their 20 through 25 guys are better than anyone else's. They may not have the best top five there, but they have the best 25 because the 25th guy not only plays, he's good. And a lot of teams don't have that, but the Rays do, and that's how they build their team so well.
We had Doug Wechter on in the first hour, and I thought he summed things up perfectly. He basically said, here's the difference between the Rays and everybody else. Everybody else in baseball is rubbing their hands together, trying to figure out how they can get an extra inning out of their starter. He said, Kevin Cash wants to go to his bullpen as soon as he can and start playing the matchup game. Yeah, that's the thing. You don't hear that discussion around the Rays. Boy, should we let the guy go? Should we give him another inning? Should we, you know, maybe give him another? No, you don't do that. The Rays are saying, we just want to get to our bullpen. That's it. Get us to our bullpen.
Right. The Rays went to the World Series last year and didn't have anyone who pitched enough innings to qualify for the ERA title. And they're on the same path this year. They just use all their pitchers. They use them all the time. And then when somebody gets hurt or get traded, they just bring up somebody else or they acquire somebody else. And suddenly that guy's really good. That's their secret.
I've got to ask you, are you an MVP voter?
This year, yes. Every year is different, as you know, Jeff. And this year I have the National League Most Valuable Player. That's my one assignment this year.
Okay, well, here I had like a couple of hundred bucks, a couple of hundred bucks Canadian, which is about 75 U.S. And I was gonna try to get it to you somehow and get you to vote for Vladdy, but I'm still gonna read this text to you anyhow, because this is, first of all, Tyler in London's a pretty good texter. I'm hoping that he's right here. I'm too lazy to go and check, but this is he wants to take a different look at the MVP conversation in the American League. And he said, okay, I've looked, he said, and I couldn't find any MVP in recent history that hit under 281. And I think that was Stanton, who had 60 home runs that year. His point is Ohtani hasn't thrown enough innings to qualify for most pitching stats. So his point is, if Vlad wins the Triple Crown, shouldn't he get more MVP votes? Because, as he said, what Ohtani is doing is unique, but do either of his statistical measures suggest MVP? Now, you can look at his offensive WAR, and his offensive WAR is pretty good. But how do you kind of split that argument? Is there any argument in your mind?
I think there is an argument. I think Ohtani's the MVP, and I think he's going to win the MVP, and I won't have a problem with that. However, the MVP race is not over yet. If Vladdy Jr. wins the Triple Crown and he hits 50 homers and he takes the Blue Jays into the playoffs, granted, he will have a lot of help taking them into the playoffs, Marcus Semien and others, then yes, I think this gap that has been established will get much smaller. Now, I'm still not suggesting he's going to win, but you can make a really solid case for a guy who wins a Triple Crown for a playoff team. But here's the problem, boys. You know this. This is no longer an MVP race. It's the player of the year. That's how we vote now. It wasn't that way when I first started voting in the early 80s. It was the word valuable was the most important word in the sentence, and it's not anymore. So I still give extra credit points. Did you take your team to the playoffs? I think I'm in the vast minority on that. So I think Tony's going to win. I will have no problem with that. But I don't believe this race is or should be over.
Okay, the AL Cy Young. It's probably between Robbie Ray and Garrett Cole. That's a two-horse race. What has to happen? I think this is a team, sort of a team stat. If, you know, the Yankees go, Garrett Cole will probably win it because he'll have a lot to do with it. Same with Robbie Ray. What's the deciding factor for you?
I don't make nearly as much a distinction on the team when it comes to the Cy Young, but it is so close right now that let's just say Robbie Ray pitches so brilliantly down the stretch throws two shutouts and strikes out, you know, three more 10 strikeout games and carries the Blue Jays into the playoffs, and Gerrit Cole does not, that might be enough to get him the Cy Young. That's how close it is. You're looking for one thing to tip it in the way of one or the other, and that might do it. Even though it's not technically a team award, if you pitch the final Sunday of the season, throw a shutout, and get your team in the playoffs, and still have the same numbers as Gerrit Cole, who doesn't make the playoffs, maybe you can justify it that way.
Yeah, I think it's I think it's going to be a fascinating race, and I'm kind of with you. I'm with you on that. I'm also frankly with you on the MVP, and maybe it's because we're of a similar vintage. But I mean, I always struggled with it when I was in the Montreal chapter, and I had the vote, Tim, because I've just kind of thought, you know, you can be the most valuable player on a last place team. To me, that doesn't mean as much as being the most valuable player in a team that goes to the playoffs. Now, unless you do something outrageous, hit 75 home runs or hit 450 or something like that, okay, there are stats, I think, that still trump everything else. But I tend to be with you on that. I still think that when it comes to MVP, the whole playoff argument is much greater. I just think that's kind of where we are with it.
Right. But that's the problem, of course, with Ohtani. He's having the ultimate outrageous season because not only is it unique, it's more than that. It is unique, but it's also unprecedented. We've never seen this before, and that's how I believe he will end up winning this thing. But I still look at meaningful games that really, really count every day. And Vlad Jr. has played meaningful games every single day. And again, as a voter, I factor that in, but I repeat, I'm in the minority on that.
Okay, Tim, I got to flip it over to the National League, and I want you to persuade me in a good way. Why is it hard for me to take the Giants serious?
You're making a mistake, Kevin. You have to take them seriously for two reasons. They have followed the formula perfectly. They swing as hard as they can at strikes, and they throw strikes. And that's why they win, and that's what they're told to do every day. So they follow the formula for baseball 2021, not to mention the last 10 years. Swing at strikes, swing as hard as you can, and throw strikes on the other end, and that's how you're going to win. I don't think there's any faking it when you played 145 games and you have 95 wins. So I think the Dodgers are going to be better than them in October, but I stopped asking 2 months ago, maybe three, are the Giants for real, because they are following the formula that the industry asks everyone to follow: hit the ball out of the ballpark, get people out, throw as hard as you can, swing as hard as you can, and that's what the Giants do exceptionally well.
It is Roberto Clemente Day today across Major League Baseball, and players have been given the option of wearing uniform number 21. And if you're at the Rogers Center, you'll notice that both Bo Bichette and Vladdy Jr. are wearing number 21. It's not just Puerto Rican players that were given the option. It was players throughout baseball. Tim, look, I love the notion of Roberto Clemente Day, but you know as well as I do that there's been this back channel level of discussion about should the game retire Roberto Clemente's uniform number the way it retired Jackie Robinson's number. I mean, I'm in favor of it. Now, admittedly, I spent a lot of my time around Felipe Alou, and you know, Felipe talking about Roberto Clemente, you better save yourself 3 hours because it's going to be a long and very deep discussion. Are we any closer to seeing that happen, do you think?
I don't think so. I don't think we're close. I think we're closer, but I still don't think we're close to seeing that happen. And I certainly would have no issue with that. I think the issue would be he would be in the same category as Jackie Robinson. And I can live with that, certainly, because I grew up watching Roberto Clemente play. He's one of the greatest players I've ever seen. I could talk for an hour about him, and Felipe has talked to me for 3 hours about him also, believe me. But Jackie Robinson is the most important player in Major League history, and you just got to be careful if you're going to go do that with anybody else. If it's anyone, it should probably be Roberto Clemente, and I repeat, I would have no problem with that, but I still don't think we're real close to having that happen, but we're getting closer.